Ready?
Mm-hmm. We'll just start out with your thoughts on the match.
For me, I think the first half was very good from us. So good playing, fast, a lot of chances, but we didn't finish it. We have to be honest, also they get one, two big chances in a counter-attack, but we were controlling the game. Last 5 minutes, first half, we're losing a little bit of control because the spaces were going too big in the midfield. But okay, so then we start again, second half, stop with the rain. It's difficult for both teams, but for me, the best team won today.
They come under the rain delay, and they got about four corners in a row.
Yeah.
That seemed like a big turning point right there when they didn't score off this point. Would you agree?
Yeah, so that game is a little bit on set pieces. That's a quality, but I think we did a very good job with this. So nothing on target with this. They had a few shots for sure, but no set pieces on target, so yeah, I have to congratulations.
How does playing on such a small
difficult
how does it change your approach?
So we always try to use the spaces to create the spaces, but on such a small field it's not easy, I can tell you. So especially first half they did it very good, that we losing a little bit of control of the game, but okay, so then after the first goal, we take control again and we finish the game.
Well, you have an hour to wait and then essentially a 30-minute match to wait at the end there. How do you kind of approach that, and what's the message to the players coming up?
The message was go out and finish the game and enjoy it, because you can tell a lot, but it was a long time in between. So in Europe, we're not used to this. This is different for me. But the players did a very good job. So in the beginning it was a little bit searching. So York was a little bit more pressing with long balls. But okay, so no dangers, and that's good.
Your keeper seems to be playing with a lot of confidence right now. It's two clean sheets.
That's the most important for him. There is a goalie. That's a goalie. That's his task. That's why he is here.
About both goals between a counterattack and training ground set piece were particularly well constructed. Is that sort of what you saw on
the Yeah, so the first goal was fantastic counterattack, 3-4 touches, and the ball was in the net. Second goal, yeah, that's enjoy. So you see this on the training sessions and then do it in the game. Yeah.
Maybe just a few words on the traveling support.
For fans, so it's always great. So support, or a lot of them again. So they're yelling a lot. So that's always nice. Believe me, it's always nice. We need them. Certainly on the difficult moments, then we need the support from the fans. And the guys, they feel it. So that gives them a boost to go, to give more, to do more, and to go harder.
You're creating a lot of kind of vocal in some wide areas and getting down on the outside. What's kind of missing in terms of the final touch, maybe particularly in the first half?
The final touch is to put the ball in the net. That's the final touch. So it doesn't have to be a beautiful goal or a fancy goal, but the ball has to go in the net. That's the thing we have to do better.